But first, the Gump File. Why do we do it? Stupid is as stupid does. Well, a pooch knows a thing or two about taking a bite at a crime. Shopkeeper's pet dog attacked a knife-wielding robber. Bit him right. Well, you know where. Wow. The hooded intruder entered a liquor store, demanded all the money in the register. Shop owner, 55-year-old Eve, grabbed a knife of her own and threatened the thief with it. Well, her loyal Stradshire Bull Terrier named Kane came around the counter, leaped, and bit. At about, all I can say is waist level. Not once, not twice. Three times. A lady. I'm just trying to breathe. Crook dropped his knife, sauntered out of the shop. I'm sure he was a little bit bruised, but empty-handed. And I'm pretty sure he had his tail tucked between his legs. Got a million of them. Come on, you knew I was going to use that one. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. What do you tell your buddies when you come back without the beer and stuff? Well, a case of road rage quickly got out of control. Monday, Texas City, 49-year-old Mercedes driving man confronted a pickup truck driver driving too close to his daughter's car. He chased the truck. Well, there was a chase. Swerving, a lot of cussing, a lot of hand gestures. Finally, the two pulled over, got out of their vehicles. Here's where it gets ugly for the truck driver. He had a bowl of oatmeal in his hands. Mercedes driver had a pistol. What's that old saying? Never bring oatmeal to a gunfight. This would be that time. Well, all the truck driver could do was throw the oatmeal at the guy in self-defense. Cops finally approached, took away the man's pistol, but the man, not charged, had a concealed handgun permit. Don't make me use this oatmeal. I mean it. What? Ooh, a gun. It's a bird. It's a plane. No, not really. A 36-year-old man in Pennsylvania spotted by police last month, spinning around in circles, yelling that he was superhuman. He was also sweating and flailing his arms, apparently trying to get off the ground. Not exactly Superman-like behavior. After a brief struggle, cops were able to restrain Superman, apparently suffering from some type of bad reaction to an unknown drug. I'm sure it was just his hay fever medications. Cops found five bags of marijuana and a container of controlled substances in his vehicle. That's what made him go just a little wacky. That's all. Just a little wacky. He's better now. I'm sure of it. 21 minutes now after 3. There's your Gump File on a Wednesday. June 29th, KORD. Oh, my goodness.